want to go back this morning to our theme of the year, as you recall, hopefully. Revive, renew, and restore. That's our theme for the year. You would recall that we shared some lessons earlier in the year on revival. I want to pick up that theme again and do a few lessons on renew. The word renew means to give fresh life or strength to. It means to reestablish a relationship. It means to begin again. It means to regenerate or to spiritually. There is a need for us to renew. That perhaps we Jeremiah. And Jeremiah bemoans, if you will, he weeps over the situation that Jews found themselves in. Of not just shedding a tear, but it is deep weeping. It is woeful weeping. Realizing again a condition. And perhaps you've already read it. And you'll see in there how he talks about how Jerusalem had fallen and what an awful condition that they were in. The city used to be a beautiful city. Of course, it was a city where God had his name. Long ago. And on, if we could put from grace because of the sins of God's people. He being among the captives, he writes of God's people. Talks again at the hand of the captives. But near the end of the verses that were read this morning, he longs for restoration of the people and a renewal of head loss. Verse number 21, again, he says this. He says, we want to enjoy what we once enjoyed. We want to from we want As we examine or to see if we need to be closer to him in any way. God desires to make us what we ought to be in his sight. I said, he desires to make us. But I mind you, make us against our will. But if we are going to be what he wants us to be, we will only be that way because God. We must want. We see. He asked the Lord, and he says to the Lord, in other words, we want to come back to you, Lord. We want what you want us to. Don't have the desire, it'll never happen. It will never. Of our love for the Lord? Could that be possible? Are we as close to the Lord in our love relationship as we ought to be? If we honestly look at ourselves and we find that not proud of Jeremiah, turn us. Requires that and you know the only way we want to be going to be happy over there is that we have to obey his command. If we go through this life and we are familiar with them. Verse number 30. Master, which is the great commandment? And with all thy mind, to put it another way, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with every whole being. Do that kind of relationship. And you know, how we, John chapter 14, if you love me, He says, keep. Somebody says, I love you. With all our hearts, with all our minds, and with all our soul, do we truly have a close relationship with him in our love relationship with him? Jesus says again, this is how you can tell. Jesus says this. He says, he that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth. Are you keeping God's commandments? Not that you lack. Whatever he says to us. Anything, whatever. Jesus, if we are not keeping whatever he commands, then we truly do not love him. With the Lord, and we need to be renewed. He was father. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man, he will keep my words, and my father. And make abode me not, keepeth not. We need to be redeemed. God will help us to do that, but we got to want. Somebody says, it's hard for me to do what the Lord tells me to do because I just have a problem getting to where he wants me to get to. Sometimes forgiveness, and it looks like forgiveness seems to be the hardest thing that folks have to deal with. But I tell us this morning, we got to deal with it. That's part of God's commandments. Again, he that loves me not my sayings. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father. I want to please the Father. For us to gave his son for something that we couldn't do for ourselves to get us out. We ought to find ourselves thing but love. But Paul explained in 2 Corinthians in verse number 4. Compels me. Because Christ did what he did for me. Paul is basically saying, literally saying, I just but love him. Would we ever have a chance to be happy if he hadn't done what he did for us? We would have no chance. So it has drawn us at all times. It ought to just move to love with all that we have. Till we will no longer do what we want, but we will now do what he wants us to do. Paul went on to say in 5, he says, for all were dead. And he died. No longer live for themselves, but live for the one that died. The window. Me, or what should is all what he wants me to do. The will of Jesus him first do what didn't. If I myself he end up do that is contrary to my nature. The Lord. Yes, I love it. Now I started out. We got the give up that love relationship with the Lord. Which to all them that obey him. So if he can't in the love commandment, that is love, he don't know. It is not the cruise ship. I'm talking about we're going to heaven. If we can't about the rest of them. If you can't love God, you don't even count. This one right. I won't have no with the others. Comes in getting the first one right. Again, got then the all depends on whether we love it. Maybe. Turn us again so that we can have the proper with our love. Renew also to be renewed. One another. Because after all, that's a commandment. But again, if we can get the first one right, this but sometimes people will say, hey, he says, a new commandment I give unto you. Commandment is and then he goes on and says that love one another. What is the command? The command is love one another. We know how Jesus loved us, don't we? I've already talked about it. How he went to the cross. So he said, love one another. I have love. And if you can do that, then he says, you'll be a great benefit in the next passage, as by this shall all men know that you love one for another. That tells me that the Lord wants the world to know that we are his folks, that we are his disciples. The Lord wants an influence for the world. You know how Jesus said it. The earth has lost good for nothing. If we one another can be effective. Is by this of you, he says, by this, all men will come my disciples if you have love one for another. And you know what? In 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 11 says, it says this, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to do what? Love one another. Now, we're glad that God loved us. We're happy of the Jesus for loving us. But then we may just have that problem of loving one another. Well, John says, you're thanking Jesus, you're thanking God, you're grateful. Don't mean a thing if you can't. Because again, he says, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. Do our love for one another need to be renewed? We can't. I need to underscore this. We can't love God. It's impossible for us to love God unless we can love one another. You see, there's only two. His brother, okay, God, seen, and this, you know, that he loved. In other words, brother. In the love of God. You see how they go together? If I love God, I'm going to keep his commandments. I won't have no problem loving my brother. If I can't love my brother and don't love my brother, then because the it is then, and that's I hate you. People will say that. They'll say, I hate you. But yet they'll say, I love God. They don't go together. You can't love God and hate your brother. So if you hate your brother, then you need to, I need to be renewed. I got I'm a sister between me and God. Well, somebody perhaps needs to cry out like Jeremiah. Turn us back so that one love you. Then again, it's a command. Jesus says it's a command. And again, if I the command. So somebody said, well, my did me so wrong. I just cannot bring myself to forgive them, to love them, to have anything to do with them. Well, Jesus. We can forgive them. We can love them. We can have some. Somebody said, well, you know, I know the Bible wrote of that. To that, that God just did whatever you got to do. Long road to doing what God tells you, you got a problem. Humanity is the growth process. It's 20, 30 years to get to that point. Then I'm saying that you probably not going to get time of growth. Still in these, still being preached in Bible classes in these areas, to grow to get there. This morning, perhaps somebody needs to be renewed for one another. Love for one another again is the thing of forgiveness. So there is no room then for hatred toward one another. If our love relationship, God is right, and our love relationship for one another is right. Because we're all in the same body. Why down through life in the same body, hating one another, not having anything to do with one another, can't stand one another, when we're all in the same body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 says this, verse number 25 and 26, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members get our relationship with one another right, how are we going to have the same care? It won't happen. I won't care anything about it. Yeah, but it won't make any difference in one another with your care. You need to have the same care for the young, for the old, for the middle-aged, the one on this side, for the one on the side, the front, that back, the one. You just need to have the same care for everyone. But if one for another, and what's with it? One you can't stand, you're not going to rejoice with them. You ain't going to rejoice with them if you can't stand them. When they're honored, you're not going to rejoice with them. When they suffer, you're not going to really empathize with them if you can't stand them. So got to have that. Remember, love is an action word. It is not just a word that you say. It's an action word. Some action got to come behind. John says, down his life for us. As this world seeth his God, it up his body. Dwelleth the love of God. Don't dwell here. See your brother as me. From. Oh, you may say you love, but if you're not there in the time of need, you truly don't. John goes on and says, he said, my little children, he said, let us in word, neither in tongue. Put some action. Truly love is just your talking and my talking if we don't put in action behind. So again, if I say I love, but yet I don't put in action, I don't know anything about it. I'm just talking. I'm just really talking. Love is a sincere word. It's without hypocrisy. Romans 12, part of verse 9 says, let love be without assimilation. That word simply means hypocrisy. In other words, if you say you love, well, put some action behind your love. Love should be the motive behind everything we do. Paul in Romans chapter 13, he says, though I speak with men, rather, and of angels. He says, and have not charity or love. He says, I am become as a sounding brass or cymbal, just making noise. Just making noise. And then he goes on in the next verse and he says, and though I have the gift of understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all mountains, have not charity or love. You see how important the motive of love is? And then he goes, he says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be, it profited. But I don't have the right motive. That's what he's saying. And the motive is what? Love. So love then should. Then that somebody needs to be renewed in their love relationship with one another. I got two more I want to talk about, but I'm going to say I'm going to stop here. Stay tuned, God's will. Next week, I hope to finish this. I knew I wasn't going to finish it when I wrote all of this down here, James. I guess I was just fooling myself. It's not right. So let's to you, and we
to the days of old. Take us back to where we used to be. God. This morning. And your relationship is not right with God. You need to be renewed. Your relationship?